The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
House prices rise again, so is now the time to invest in residential property. Pension deficits are getting worse. What can you do to protect your retirement income? And if you still need an income from your capital, can you rely on share dividends? All of this to come in this week's FT Money Show. I'm Matthew Vincent, and I'll be giving you the lowdown on all of these money matters in downloadable form with my colleagues from FT Money, Alice Ross.
Hello.
And Ellen Kelleher.
Hello.
And our special studio guest, Tom MacPhail, Head of Pensions Research at Hargreaves Lansdown.
Hello.
So let's start with the money news. This week, there were more signs to suggest that the property market is recovering. The latest UK house price index from the Communities and Local Government Department showed that prices in September were 1.2% higher than in August. This pushed the quarterly increase for the 3 months to the end of September up to 3.1%. Surveyors are also seeing some improvement in property values. Earlier in the week, a report from the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors found that 34% of its members reported more rises in house prices than falls, the highest reading since December 2006. And what happens whenever indices go up? Well, new investment funds get launched. And Alice, it seems that this is happening again with residential property.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we've seen some commercial property funds in the past year looking to take advantage of commercial property slides in value. But now we're seeing the same thing happen with residential property. So we've got a few funds that are basically planning to use the capital raised from investors to buy a residential property, then rent it out to someone that isn't looking to buy at the moment, probably because they can't get the mortgage financing to buy a property. So they're taking advantage of that problem in the market. And then with the aim of selling the property on in a few years' time when it's risen in capital value. So the hope is that these investors are going to get a yield and some capital growth by investing in one of these funds.
So in many ways, they're sort of buy-to-let investments for those people who can't actually get a buy-to-let